In 1954, Pope Pius XII declared this feast day. Everyone, the Queenship of Mary, it was the May 31st originally, moved it to August 22nd to end the octave from the Assumption. So on the 15th, the Assumption of Mary, and then 8 days later, inclusive, we celebrate this feast day, 1954. But it was already referred to back in Origen, second century, so on and so forth, and became very popular to refer to Mary as Queen already in the fifth century. And so Mary, as the opening prayer says, is our mother and our queen. Mary is our mother and our queen, not just Jesus's mom, our mother and our queen. The great adventure of the life of friendship with God, the great adventure of Christianity, is actually coming to know and to experience what we believe. It's easy, I think, for years to say Mary is my mother and my queen without actually experiencing that, without actually loving her as mother, as queen, and experiencing her love as mother and queen. It would be good for us to pray for that grace if that is the case. But one of the things Mary's motherhood and queenship is supposed to do, huh? Motherhood speaks of love, queenship of power, that Mary has the power to carry out her motherly love. One of the things it should do for us is put our soul more and more at rest in times of trial. If you're like me, sometimes it's hard to trust in your own prayers. But I give my important intentions to holy people. And knowing they're praying for these very things gives me more confidence and my soul is more at rest. The more we can turn to Mary as queen and mother, confident that she, in her beautiful heart, is holding these before Jesus, should be able to bring us rest in our trials. So let us do that today. Let us tell Mary that we want to know her as our mother and our queen, and entrust all those crosses and trials we carry in our heart to her. And let us rest knowing in the power of her prayers.